Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball four. Doby moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Doby reaches second base with a double. Mitchell moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler bunts towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. Guerra moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guerra scores. It's 1 to nothing, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The throw from Guerra and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tucker moves to third. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Berardino moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreaux applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guerra takes first base on ball 4. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-0 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0 for 2 in the game. Fane hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fane for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Guerra hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Doby who is chasing the ball. Guerra reaches third base with a triple. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreaux hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fane scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berardino for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost hits a line drive towards third. Berardino reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck strikes out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.